with Country 102.5's Feel Good Story, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown.
That's right, and It Feels Good is brought to you by the Dana-Farber Brigham and Women's Cancer Center in clinical affiliation with South Shore Hospital, where world-leading cancer care is available to you close to home. Learn more at southshorehealth.org/cancer screenings. Hey, Ayla.
Uh-huh.
What is good?
So I went out to lunch with my dad yesterday, and out of the blue nowhere, I was like, do you want to hear the sweetest love story ever? And I told him this story, and then I looked directly into his eyes to see if there'd be a little teary tear. Mm-hmm. I saw a bit of a glisten. So I know this is a good story, and it is. Okay. So there's a guy named Peter Marshall. He's only 56 years old, but sadly, a few years ago, he was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's, which is so young, right? Well, he'd been married to a woman named Lisa for 12 years, but because of the disease, he doesn't remember that they got married 12 years ago. He doesn't even know that she is his wife. He just knows that she's kind of like his favorite person in the world. He knows that he loves her, right? Because she's always around and always holding his hand and always right there next to him no matter what. And last December, they were watching a wedding on TV when Peter leaned in and said to Lisa, let's do it.
And I said, do what? And he pointed to the TV, to the scene of this wedding. And I said, do you want to get married? And he said, yes. And he had this huge grin on his face. You know, and he doesn't know that I'm his wife. I'm just his favorite person.
Sorry. Okay. So their daughter, who was ironically a wedding coordinator, put the word out and countless vendors offered their services for free. Peter got dressed up in a suit and tie. Lisa put on a wedding dress like it was the first time ever. They exchanged vows. It was the most magical day ever. Here I go. Peter believed that he was marrying Lisa for the first time. And sadly, Peter's memory is rapidly declining. The vow ceremony was just a couple months ago, and he's already forgotten it.
Oh my gosh.
But you guys, he remembers that there's a woman who's always there for him, who loves him, and who's stayed by his side no matter what. And that, you guys, is what love is all about. That's your feels good part. I like need a moment, so please give a clue right now.
Can I just give a thought about it though? Like,
if it's not going to make me cry, you can give a thought.
Well, then maybe I shouldn't.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say because, like, never mind. Now I'm going to start crying, so never mind.
No, please.
I was just thinking, like, if you stripped everything away, if you took away her name, took away what he remembers she looks like, he just knows that that's his soulmate. He just knows, he knows her soul. He knows who she feels like to him. And she feels like home. So it's, here's your clue for $1,000 minute.
Jim, can you give the clue today? We're like not okay. No, seriously, Jim, can you do it?
How many of the seven roommates on the original season of The Real World were men?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.